Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Masculine Power, your daily dose of inspiration and real talk for guys who want to level up their lives. Today, we're diving into something crucial, creating healthy boundaries in personal relationships. Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries? Sounds a little stuffy, right? Trust me, this isn't about building walls or shutting people out. It's about knowing your worth, respecting yourself, and fostering genuine connections that are both fulfilling and supportive. Think of it as setting the stage for healthy, authentic relationships, the kind where you can truly be yourself, feel respected, and grow together without constantly feeling drained or taken advantage of. So, how do we actually make this happen? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can really shift your perspective and help you build those rock-solid boundaries. First up, understand your needs. Before you can set any boundaries, you gotta know what you need to feel respected, safe, and happy in a relationship. Ever felt like you're constantly giving without getting anything back? Or maybe you find yourself saying, yes, even when you really want to say, no? That's a sign you might need to tune into your own needs a little better. Ask yourself, what makes me feel energized? What drains me? What are my non-negotiables? Figure this out, and you're already halfway there. Second, communicate clearly and directly. This is huge. Don't expect people to read your mind. Spell it out. When you need space, say so. If a certain topic makes you uncomfortable, address it head on. Remember, healthy communication is about expressing yourself authentically and respectfully, not tiptoeing around issues or letting resentment build up. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, clear communication builds stronger connections in the long run. Third, learn to say no without guilt. This is a game changer for many guys. We're often taught that saying no is selfish or makes us appear uncooperative. But here's the truth. Saying, yes, when you really mean, no, only leads to resentment and burnout. You have the right to prioritize your own well-being and decline requests that don't align with your goals or values. Remember, saying, no, is a form of self-respect, not selfishness. Fourth, be consistent. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing practice. Be consistent in enforcing them, even when it feels uncomfortable. Don't let people walk all over you just because they're used to it. When you consistently uphold your boundaries, you send a clear message that you value yourself and expect others to do the same. And finally, remember that setting boundaries is an act of self-love. It shows that you care about your own well-being and want to create healthy, fulfilling relationships where both parties feel respected and supported. Think about it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk all over your favorite chair, would you? Same goes for your emotional well-being. You deserve respect, and setting boundaries is a powerful way to ensure you get it. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend constantly borrowing money they never pay back. You've tried hinting at it, but nothing changes. This keeps happening, leaving you feeling resentful and taken advantage of. Now, imagine you finally set a boundary. Hey man, I'm happy to lend a hand sometimes, but I can't keep lending money that doesn't get repaid. It puts a strain on our friendship. See how that feels different? By setting that clear boundary, you protect your own finances and send a message of respect to your friend. It might feel awkward at first, but it opens up the space for a healthier, more honest friendship. You're not being harsh, you're just taking care of yourself. Remember, creating healthy boundaries isn't about building walls or becoming distant. It's about cultivating genuine connections based on mutual respect, understanding, and open communication. So go out there, set those boundaries, and watch your relationships flourish. And as always, keep the conversation going. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little boundary boost, leave a review, or hit me up on social media. Let's keep leveling up together, one day at a time. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.